Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely, chilly Austin, Texas. And like every radio show that we do for you guys every day, we're excited. We're excited to share this 30 minutes with you. But we're especially excited because this time of year is my favorite and Julie's favorite time of year, and I know it is for a lot of you as well, because it's the new year. You have new opportunities. Your brain is all of a sudden starting to realize that, you know, it's interesting, Julie. People go one of two ways, right? They panic, thinking that, oh, my God, how am I going to recreate what I did last year? Or they think, oh, my God, I'm so excited about what I'm going to do this year. It's never really in between. So they're in complete panic mode or they're in complete confidence
mode. That's right.
You know, have you noticed that? Our coaches are all saying the same thing about their clients, right? Yeah, it's fun.
That's for sure.
Well, so what we're going to do, what we're going to focus for the rest of this month, we're really, really focusing on getting you guys motivated, no matter where you are in that spectrum, right, panic or whether or not you're complete confidence. And Julie's prepared a great topic for us to share with you over the next few days, having a little allergies today, 10 ways to make 2016 your best year ever. But before we get to our first point, I'm going to share with you guys a story. Now, those of you who have listened to us for a long time, those of you who have been coaching clients with us for, you know, the 15 years we've been doing this, you'll have heard this story before, but it's a good reminder, especially something to keep in mind this time of year. So I'm going to tell a story, and again, this is a version of the story. So again, if you've heard this before, don't be overly filtering what I'm going to say. Just get the concept. So Thanksgiving this year, Julie's family flew in from Ohio. Her parents flew in from Ohio down to see us in Austin, Texas, right? So we had a really nice family visit with Julie's folks. Everyone was here in the house here in Austin, and it was, you know, really, really charming. And so we're making Thanksgiving dinner, and in our house, I do most of the cooking for dinner. I like doing it. It's fun. So I'm making the turkey in the kitchen, and it's a full-size turkey, and, you know, so we had this big turkey pan, and it's just the whole thing. We're doing it right. Julie's mom comes into the kitchen, and she started telling me to cut the turkey in half and do all these other different things to the turkey. And you know, she's giving me all this sort of cooking advice. And I, you know, read on websites how to make sure that I don't give people botulism for Thanksgiving. You know, I've done my homework about this turkey. At this point, I had earned my PhD in how to cook a turkey. So she was coming in and telling me these things I hadn't read or heard from anybody. I thought it was kind of strange. So I asked her, I said, so where did you actually learn that? You know, where was it that you were, you know, someone told you to do, you know, she wanted to cut it in half and do all these other things. I said, where did you learn that? And she goes, well, you know, that's how my mom did it. I said, well, you know, Janet, I've read these things and I've done these things and I've, you know, I've researched this and I've watched these videos and I'm just, you know, I've never seen anyone explain how to do that. So you're saying that you learned that's where your mom did it. Well, where do you think that she learned it? She goes, well, I know where she learned it because, you know, her mom used to do it the same way. I said, well, what would be the reason you'd think that they would do it the same way or they would have been doing it that way back then? And we have a really, you know, this was a big turkey and a big turkey pan, and we have a big oven. We have two big ovens, you know. And it occurred to her, and it was interesting, and it was an epiphany for me to share the story with all of you again, especially this time of year. She then said, well, you know what? It's because we did have full-size turkeys, but we didn't have full-size ovens. And so we had to put the turkeys in ovens that were in smaller pans so they could fit into the oven themselves. And that's just the way it had started out, probably back in the 20s. And so no one had ever stopped, even as, you know, they became more affluent, and as they are able to afford bigger ovens, as they were able to actually fit the turkeys in the ovens without actually having to cut the turkeys in half, no one ever stopped to say, hey, why are we still doing it this way? Why are we still actually, you know, doing it just because this is the way our parents did it, or just as this is the way that maybe, you know, some other, I just learned it this way. She had never stopped until that very moment. This is a story, remember. She never stopped until that very moment to ask herself why she had been doing it that way. She never really thought, well, that's because they were doing it this way because they didn't have a, you know, they had a small oven and all the rest of it. And so that little moment right there was interesting, because it does kind of shed light on to the fact that a lot of us do things and have thoughts that were implanted in our heads from well-meaning folks, family members and whatnot, you know, in your case, brokers and other agents and things you've read online. But the information is just outdated. It's just way outdated. It's you're still doing things and thinking thoughts and having expectations for yourself that are based on old software. So,
but it's become tradition, and it's become acceptable, and it's become just what you do.
That's
right. And that's the thing. I think that's the point of you telling the story, is that we all have things that, well, it's just that's how I grew up. That's how you do it. That's what's been acceptable. And that can flow into your family and family traditions, but also into your real estate practice. What are you doing still just because that's how you've been doing it for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years? Is that because it's valid, because it works, because it's working for you, or just because you just have come to accept it? Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And, you know, that's so true, Julie, because how many of the folks listening right now, assuming they do have a listing presentation, are planning on using the exact same listing presentation they've been using for years, or if they have a pre-listing pack? And, by the way, if you don't have a listing presentation, if you don't have a pre-listing pack, that is bad. But, you know, how many of them are using the exact same information? I was on the phone this morning with someone, a coaching client. He's about to, you know, become a coaching client, who's going to join our elite coaching program. And he and his wife earn $4 million a year to themselves. That's after expenses. So, yeah, these guys literally earn roughly $350,000 a month to themselves, okay? That's after they pay their business. That's a nicely profitable real estate business. But the interesting thing was, and he wanted to talk about lead generation, so that's fine. We talked a little bit about lead generation, and all of his thoughts and all of his questions were about the way lead generation was done probably 10-plus years ago, like in the late 90s. And so he had never evolved the way he had been doing things. And he thought that he had to pay thousands of dollars per lead to generate a lead online. He didn't realize that essentially the whole game had changed. He didn't realize, you know, because he never stopped to re-educate himself or stopped to actually think, well, why am I cutting this turkey in half? You know, is my oven big enough? Why am I thinking the thoughts that I'm thinking? So he and I had an interesting conversation about some of his expectations. You know, Julie, this guy was actually paying, get this, on average, he did his math on this, he was paying on average $5,000 per bought lead. That's what he was paying.
Wow.
From the internet.
That's more than many agents' average net commission.
Well, I'll even say it out loud too. I don't mind. I think we're famous for telling it like it is. He was using Boomtown. He was using Boomtown for years, and when he first started using Boomtown, it worked really great. His cost per lead was very affordable. But he said he canceled his Boomtown contract, and that's the reason he's wanting to come to coaching, because he discovered that his average cost per lead through Boomtown was $5,000. And so, how many of you are entering into this new year still doing the same things you've been doing in the past? And you know what? It won't work as well as it did in the past. You already know that. It'll be less profitable. So it's time for you to actually evolve your thinking. That's exciting. I know some of you are going to be very scared, threatened, intimidated by it. But don't feel that way. Be excited about it. Because that means if you're willing to pivot, if you're willing to, like, question every, you know, don't allow yourself to be dogmatic in your thinking about your business on any level. How you lead generate, how you pre-qualify, how you build your business, how you invest, how you save, how you balance your life, all those things. Assume that every single thing that you think you know needs to be updated in how you think, and then challenge it. Now, you might find that after you go through the process of seeing if there's a way for you to do something better, let's say, for example, you know, your pre-listing pack, just to keep this practical, right? So let's say you say, okay, Tim, I'm willing to take on the challenge that my pre-listing pack needs updated, and then go and explore to see how you can do it better. And then you might go back to your way of doing it and saying, well, you know what, it was good enough, it works great, I don't need to change it. But chances are you'll find that it's completely outdated and you need to update it. Some of you have experienced long periods of success, maybe 5-10 years, and then all of a sudden your business starts to slide off, or all of a sudden you start not making the same amount of profit that you were making before, or all of a sudden you're not saving the same amount of money you were before. A lot of you, I know you guys can understand what I'm saying. Don't accept that as normal. Don't just say, well, that's just how it has to be. assume that you can make a change, that you can turn that around, that you can actually have ever-increasing levels of success, ever-increasing qualities of life, ever-increasing financial security. Don't just assume that you have to level off, update your software, update your thinking, and realize that this is your opportunity to do it because it's the start of the new year. So, Julie, your new topic or the topic we're going to be presenting mm-hmm. to these guys the next few days, why don't we jump to point number one?
All right, you got it. So, again, 10 ways to make 2016 your best year ever, things to embrace and things to let go of. So as we go through these points, ask yourself if this applies to you, and we're going to make some recommendations how to deal with it, what to do about it. Point number one, embrace responsibility for your own success. That's a huge point. We could probably do 10 shows just on this. Embrace responsibility for your own success. Your market, your broker, your office manager, your other job, your family history, your work history, even your current skill set are less important than your mindset of being about being accountable to your own success. Make the pledge to believe in, create, and pursue your success regardless of anything or anyone else. Think more about your future than you do about your past. I wrote down a great quote from Jim Rohn who said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That's something you have charge of." And Tim, how many times have we heard on coaching calls or heard from the coaches on their calls, agents that feel out of control all the time, and so they blame their market or I'm with the wrong brokerage. Some of you guys switch brokerages like 3 times a year. Trying to blame it on the brokerage, your city you live in, your office manager, other things. You've got to take personal responsibility for your success this year. That's a huge point,
Jules,
Tim.
Jules, doesn't it go back? I mean, really, it goes back to that turkey story, really, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the personal responsibility aspect is truly is a blessing because once you realize that you truly can change your results in life if you're willing to change your thinking, once you really embrace that and realize that it's not as mystical as it sounds, it's really pretty basic and simple, then you are in control. You can increase your income. You can increase your savings. You can increase the experiences you have in life. Never forget, and we've looked around. We have coaching clients that are in other industries, all kinds of even unrelated industries, which is always an interesting challenge. But, you know, I've never come across another industry that says, incredible as real estate. You guys are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, in the right market, with the right economic
right.
conditions, with the right everything. You are absolutely positively, perfectly positioned to have the best years of your life. If you're not embracing that, feeling that, truly motivated by that thought, if you're not like right now bouncing off the walls with excitement about what you're going to accomplish in the next 12 months, let us help you. Request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Julie, point number two?
Point number two, embrace and follow, here it is, your real estate treasure map. Embrace and, underline 20 times, follow your real estate treasure map. What's your treasure map? Well, that's your business plan. We've talked about this with you a lot. But the point here at this time of year, follow the map. You should be done with getting ready to do your business plan. Now you have to follow it. That includes your personal goals in 5 areas of life. The treasure map includes your financial picture, which is what you must earn to meet or exceed your goals. It determines how many listings you've got to have at all times to meet your goals. Do what the map says. Remember, FOCUS, F-O-C-U-S, stands for follow one course until successful. Another quote for you from Thomas Huxley, "The rung of a ladder was never meant to rest upon, but only to hold a man's foot long enough to enable him to put the other somewhat higher." So don't get stuck on that bottom rung of the ladder where you were getting ready to climb the ladder, put one foot in front of the other, and start climbing. So some people are having a little mini panic attack right now, Tim, because they're going, wait a minute, I'm supposed to have a business plan right now? I'm supposed to follow that business plan? Oh, my gosh. And others of them are saying, yeah, I spent all of last month putting together my treasure map. Oh, my gosh, now I actually have to do what it says. Well, whichever bucket you're in, now is the time to get cracking on that. Don't wait and then start and restart and say, well, maybe I'll do it next year or next quarter. That's not going to happen. Now's the time to not just get it done, but most importantly, follow your map. Our most successful coaching clients are the ones who are out of getting ready to get started to someday implement a plan and are just implementing the plan. Would you agree with that, Tim? The ones that are
I would.
Actually
and
being successful
you know
are doing things? Go ahead.
Julie, I'm realizing that we haven't actually told them how they can get their free real estate treasure map. I'm holding it in my hand. So, guys, now you can go on Amazon.com and you can buy this book, which, you know, if you want to do that, I appreciate the checks that I get from Amazon. But for the rest of you, we're going to give it to you. So when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, we're going to give you a digital copy of the real estate treasure map. And in the real estate treasure map, it literally walks you through your complete 2016, or really any year, business plan. It asks you all the questions. It helps you with your mindset. It puts you in a essentially, we wrote it as if we were coaching you through the process of creating your 12-month business plan. So you get it, real estate treasure map, when you request a coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And the other book we give you is right here, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. Now, this is a much bigger book. How many pages is this bad boy? 400 and something, 420. Now, this book, you also get for free, digital version of it, when you request a free coaching call. Now, a lot of you know Think and Grow Rich. It's a famous book by Napoleon Hill. This is a re-released version of that book for real estate. So Julie and I took the original public domain book, and we then added real estate content. We included a lot of little snippets from all these years of coaching agents, so you guys can the content from Napoleon Hill will be more relatable to you. So you get both these books for free when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So for those of you who are thinking that you're going to be able to procrastinate putting your business plan together, I just removed that excuse. Excuse removed. So get your business plan done. Take the time to do it completely. It's fun. It's sometimes scary because you have to look at some of the things you've been trying to avoid the most. You have to kind of confront those things. But once you do and you write those things down and you have it in front of you, you feel so much more confident because you know exactly what you're going to be doing every single day and every single month going forward. Point number three, Jules?
Point number three, let go of the things that have stopped working for you and do more of what does work for you more consistently. The definition of madness is doing the same thing over and over and expecting to get a different result. What are you changing right now today to get the results that you expect instead of the results that just happened to you doing the same old stuff? You can't go back and make a new start, but you can start right now and make a brand new ending. That's a quote from James Sherman. You can't go back and make a new start, but you can start right now and make a brand new ending. I'm going to use an example of one of my great coaching clients personally in California. He had a relatively easy year last year, making, you know, mid-100s, decent income. You know, he's not in a particularly expensive part of California. He's certainly providing for his family. They have a nice lifestyle, took a lot of time off. That was, for the most part, doing what came relatively easily to him. We made some changes and changed some expectations. We're turning him into a listing agent instead of being too buyer-heavy, so that made a big difference in the time that he got to spend with his family. But now we have set a goal of doubling that this year, now that he has embraced the listing agent lifestyle. So that means he's going to have to do more of what's working and let go of what's not working, do it more consistently. And does that mean he's got to work 10 times the hours that he used to? No, we just have to be really smart about it and do more of what works more consistently and drop the things that are a useless waste of time. So point number three, again, let go of the things that have stopped working for you and do more of what does work for you. You know, Tim, we still have agents coming to us that are saying, you know, I was a great REO or short sale agent, and it just seems to have dried up on me. You know,
yeah,
okay,
like
stop
10 years
that. Just, you know, it's okay. Let go of it. It's all right. Step away from what doesn't work for you anymore. Go towards what does work. So that was point number three. Point number four,
Julie, ahead, Tim. Before you get to point number four, you're really touching on something, and I think it relates to a lot of people listening. There, you know, again, you and I use very practical, plain spoken language when we're speaking to these guys, because we only have a half hour with you guys a day, so we might as well make it right, so you get the most benefit from listening, which we really appreciate. I mean, this is the number one real estate, you know, it's a blog cast, obviously, a podcast, but, you know, it's a radio show in essence, and we're by far the number one radio show listened to by agents, 100,000 regular listeners. I mean, it's pretty incredible. And so, you know, when you talk, Julie, about change, and change is a word that scares people more than it motivates them. That's the truth.
True.
Most people, when they talk about change, it's something that they want to avoid. They want to keep doing what they've been doing. And you know what? Here's the reality. You can keep doing what you've been doing. You can. But you have to assume that the results that you're getting will be less. And I'll give you, for example, a real practical one again. So if you're going to the gym and you're doing, like, say, for example, your goal is to, you want to you know, you want to build muscle mass, let's say. You want to get a certain level of tone back. I mean, I think that's certainly a good example this time of year. So you're going to go to the gym, you're going to start doing the same reps, and you're going to continue to do this. And what happens is your body gets to the point where it essentially doesn't continue to improve because your body gets used to the exercise. The resistance of the weights, if you're not increasing it, it will essentially just plateau. And what a lot of you have done in your careers and, frankly, in your lives is you have plateaued. Without knowing it, again, I mean, a lot of this stuff happens without you actually knowing it until you're willing to take a moment and confront yourselves and this is the mental game. Assume that everything that you're doing needs to be updated. Again, I know that's not true, but assume that everything you're doing needs to be updated. Every approach to your business, every approach to your lead generation, every approach to your scripts, every approach to your listing presentations, every approach to your pre-qualification scripts, every approach that you take to how you look, how you communicate, what you drive, where you live, where you da-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay? And then you really need to go through and confront, write down a list of all those things, and then really take a moment and start going through the process of asking yourself how long you've been doing it that particular way and does it still work for you? It's very easy to find yourself having spent 20 years, 30 years, a lifetime in a town doing the same thing, essentially, basically living below your potential. You will find yourself following listing presentations, using scripts that are outdated, using, you know, essentially a business model that's outdated. And even though you can see that the results are less than they were maybe 10 years ago when it did work, you're not willing to make that change, even for a moment, to go out there and explore the possibilities. Why? Maybe you think you're too old. Maybe you think you don't have your flash, you know, you don't have that same energy that you did before. Maybe you're just, you know, you have these different excuses. You've created a nice golden cage is what we call it. You know, you have a comfortable life, but it's not the life that you really wanted for yourself. And so you start giving up on those things that you expected for yourself. You start compromising. You start saying, well, you know what, I don't look that bad with 30 pounds overweight. You know, it works for me. Or you start saying, you know, this house, it's falling down around me. But, you know, it's nice. It's nicer than my parents' house. So what happens is these compromises, they start compounding on themselves. And all it takes is for you just for a second to say, you know what, if I can take myself back in time, you know, when I first got my real estate license and I was excited and I was motivated and I was able to think big. And if you've never been in that place, well, maybe you're in that place now from having listened to our radio show. You're starting to think bigger. You're starting to really wholeheartedly embrace the potential that you have as a human, but also this incredible industry, right? So you're starting to feel excited, even just in the tiny, 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 tiny little bit. You've got to grow it. You got to throw fuel, you got to throw water, you got to throw fertilizer on that little spark so it can start growing into other things. That's what coaching is all about. We're going to find all the ways that you're complacent, all the things that you're taking for granted, all the things that we can help you improve upon to take you to the next level. And here's what's really exciting. A lot of you really are, and I'll give this, you know, let's just, again, keep it practical. Because of the market, because of the interest rates, because of the favorable demographics right now, a lot of you guys really could, with not 100% more effort, but like 10 or 15% more effort, you could double, if not triple, your incomes this year because the winds are at your back, because of the nature of what's happening right now in our country, because of the nature of what's happening with the baby boomers' kids and the baby boomers. There's so many reasons to believe that 2016 has to be your best year ever, and it doesn't take 1,000% more effort. You don't have to, you know, abandon your family, abandon your God, abandon your dreams and your whatever just to be focused on real estate. You don't have to think like that. It just takes little tiny changes in the things that you're already doing. 10 or 15% changes for the most part will get you results like you cannot possibly believe. So, you know, Julie, I know I just stepped on your point number 4, but you can go ahead and read it.
That's okay. You pretty much covered it. But number 4, and personally, I think this is the most exciting point because this is where the growth happens, to your point. You know, maybe to get 100% growth, you only have to make a 15% major upgrade. Doesn't have to be absolutely every single thing in your life, but it's probably some key things. So point number 4, upgrade everything. Ask yourself, are you the best at the things that make you money in real estate? What are those things? Generating leads in the first place. If you're not good at that, the rest of the list doesn't matter. Following up and setting appointments. not just lead follow-up, but follow-up and setting appointments. It should be called appointment setting, not lead follow-up, in my opinion. Pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing. If you're still winging it on listing appointments, don't wait to become the best. Get some help. If you're not generating enough listing appointments in the first place, get some help. Free coaching calls for agents.com comes to mind. If you're going on appointments but not turning them into listings, get help. So the question would be, how do you know if you're not the best at the things that make you money in real estate? Well, lead generation. Are you going on enough appointments to meet or exceed your personal goals? That goes back to a previous point, what are your personal goals, right? So if you don't know what those are, it's hard for you to know whether you have enough appointments to meet them. So all these things are related. How do you know if you're really great at lead follow-up? Well, most of your business should come from your lead follow-up. If you don't have enough leads to follow up on to make appointments, you have a problem. If you have lots of leads but you're not setting appointments, you have a script problem, possibly an urgency issue. If you're pre-qualifying and everybody that you pre-qualify doesn't make sense for you to work with, well, we've got to talk about that. If you're going on appointments and you didn't bother to pre-qualify, you can't say that you're the best at pre-qualifying. So these are the types of things that we do on coaching calls to determine maybe you're really fantastic at generating leads, but there's something going on with your appointment setting ability. Maybe you're great at setting appointments, but you're not pre-qualifying anyone, so you go on a lot of appointments that actually aren't closable. And maybe you're going on a lot of stuff that is good quality, but because you're winging it on your listing presentation, you're not getting it. So there's all of these things that what I call coaches is a very interested third party looking in on your business over your shoulder, helping you to determine what's going on, where are the holes, what specifically in your personal practice needs to be upgraded. So get some help. Don't do this alone. Don't continue to wing it and try and figure it out on your own. A great coach will very efficiently zero in on the things that have to be upgraded and then help you upgrade those in the least egregious way to you possible. That's, to me, Tim, that's the fun part of coaching, is taking somebody from where they were, and maybe where they are isn't so bad. You know, they're not just getting by, they're doing a great job, but maybe to get to that next level, these key tweaks have to be in place to upgrade these specific items, and then the results are just so huge. I always think about, you know, the difference between boiling water and not is just 1 degree, 211 versus 212. You know, you didn't have to turn up to 400 degrees to make it boil. You just had to crank it up by a degree. I think people forget that sometimes.
You know, Julie, I was just glancing over your points, the things you've read. Excellent job on the outline today, by the way, my dear. So I was thinking how you and I didn't talk one iota about anything other than agents getting better at really primarily listing skills. And guess what, guys? That's intentional. And so we should have a bonus point. If your business is dominated by working with buyers, you don't have a business. You don't.
When
you become a listing agent, you have a problem. Really, you do, because you have no leverage. Your only leverage is your time. If you're new in the business and you're just listening to us for the first time, buyers are great, but you got to set a goal of becoming a listing agent. It's easier than you think, but it does require some discipline. It does require some skill. It does require you formalizing what you're doing in your business and becoming more professional. Whereas with buyer sides, I mean, Julie, you said it best, right? I mean, working with buyers is physical effort. Working with sellers is mental effort. And that is so true. You know, if you guys really want to make the real money in real estate, you got to be working on the listing side of things. That's what our primary focus is. We focus on agents who are fantastic listing agents, some of the best listing agents in the country, and they want to take it to the next level. And we also have a lot of agents that are, you know, hey, you know what, this listing thing, that might be for me. It is for you. You got to embrace it. Make this year, don't even wait 12 months. Don't procrastinate. Don't think, well, I'm going to do some of these things that Tim and Julie are talking about over the next 12 months. No, you got to do them now, baby. Do them in the next 30 to 60 days. Go back and listen to old radio shows. We've been doing this radio show for 2 years, guys. There's hundreds and hundreds of radio shows you can go back and listen to on every kind of possible topic that you can imagine. And we also have, oh, my God, dozens and dozens of interviews from the top producing agents in the country, most of which are our own coaching clients. Take this as your opportunity. seize this opportunity to see this year as what it should be. Write on your dry erase board, and you will have a dry erase board in your office as soon as you complete your real estate treasure map. Write on your dry erase board that 2016 will be your best year ever, and then have specific goals in each of the five categories in life. Again, real estate treasure map that you get when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. That'll lay it out for you. So, Julie, one last thing, and then we're going to get to Julie's next point tomorrow that I was really excited about. I had my clients, you know, you and I, over Christmas, right, we didn't do any personal coaching calls, and most of Julie and I's coaching clients are some of the top agents in the country. And I had all of them email me on the last day and the first day of the month telling me how many expireds there were. And I do that information so that I can pass that along to all of the radio listeners, because it's a really good predictor of what the spring market's going to be like. You know, a lot of expireds is not good, and you know, it tells you that the market's starting to shift back towards buyers. So here's what I discovered. In every market, we had the top producing agents in Manhattan, in Southern California, Southern Florida, Arizona, Texas, you know, Maryland, Atlanta, the Carolinas, I mean, everywhere, Ohio, Michigan, everywhere else. We have all the top. So they're emailing us, and here, and across the board, literally hundreds, if not in some cases, thousands of expireds. So there are a ton of expired listings right now that you guys should be going after. The best and easiest way for you to build your listing inventory now, listen to what your coach is telling you or your future coach is telling you, is subscribe to mojosells.com. Get your hands on our scripts. Coaching clients, make sure you have your coach help you with the expired script. But mojosells.com is a killer tool for easily and almost effortlessly gathering all the information, organizing a system to go after the expireds or the for sale by owners or whatever you want to focus on. But there's no question in my mind that this year we're pivoting back towards a more balanced market, still definitely favoring sellers. But right now, in your market guaranteed, go to your MLS, or even better yet, go to mojosells.com and count how many expireds there are. All of those expireds, we know that something like 95% relist within 6 months, but a vast majority of them relist within like the first 30 to 60 days. So in your marketplace, you're going to find, and I don't care where you are, there's probably, in the past 10 days, run expireds, I bet you there were 1,000. And think in your mind, what I just said is true. 900 of those are going to get relisted and sold, and there's going to be commissions made in the next 6 months. I mean, in some places, that is a really huge amount of money, depending on what the average sale price is. Seize the opportunity. Be excited about this. Don't be scared.
Tim, I want to add a new rule, okay? Here's a new rule, because I'm hearing this from the coaches and I'm hearing this from my own coaching clients. No one is allowed to complain about their average sale price ever again if you are also unwilling to go after expireds, because it's one of the only ways you can actually choose your listing inventory. So if you're not going after expireds, you have no right to complain about your average sale price.
So, Julie, just from a personal note, and all you and I have been coaching. We had our first coaching clients in 1998, right? So in all the years we've been coaching, and no bullshit, okay? And we've coached through three recessions. We've coached through, you know, obviously we sold real estate, you know, at a very high level for almost 10 years, between 100 and 200 houses per year. And then our coaching business sort of just started because agents started asking us to coach them. That's how it got started, but we won't talk about that for now. But in all the years we've been associated with real estate, since our early 20s, and Julie and I are now in our mid-40s, has there ever been a year where you saw it as being more opportunistic than this one in terms of the market, the interest rates, the demographics, everything? Have you ever seen a market more?
It's less weird for one thing. You know, it's less transitional. There's more excitement about it. Average sale prices are going up. You know, we do have enough expireds that you can pick your inventory. It's kind of like the perfect storm, as long as you're paying attention. Yeah, exactly, which is always an exciting time. You know,
right.
And interest rates are still low, so it's all good.
And people are buying for the right reasons, too. And there's family formations happening from the baby boomers' kids, and the baby boomers are downsizing, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And all the, you know, there's still a lot of speculation that's happening, especially in the coastal markets. But for the most part, guys, this is the market you've been waiting for. Please do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Do not hesitate. You've got to do what you've got to do now, which is request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.